Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 3. We just finished this section talking about Epaphroditus as an example of others before self. Now we're going to start in this new section here through the first four verses of chapter 3, talking about not being like these evildoers. He's going to use this as maybe a negative example of others before self, but he's going to point out some evildoers, some evil workers, and how we should not be like them. So chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 says this: "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the false circumcision. For we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more."
Okay, so verse 4, we may kind of double down on this a little bit between this and the next episode. It's kind of a transition between what we're talking today and then this next section of Paul using himself again as an example of others before self. But, you know, this is a section that I think people sometimes think is the, if there is a problem in Philippi, this is the only problem, and that's that there's these false teaching. And I think it all incorporates in some way to what the real problem is. We talked about the idea of the petition verbs and whatnot in chapter 4, and Yodia and Syntyche and what's going on. Maybe it's that one of them is following a false teacher and one is not. Maybe it's that one of them has followed one false teacher and others followed another false teacher. Maybe both of them have stood up against the false teachers, but you know they've got different opinions. I don't know what it is, but somehow this plays into it. If for no other way, though, than what you said, is that it's an example. Anybody that is teaching what they're teaching, they're more concerned about themselves than they are the people that they're teaching to. But he begins kind of on a positive note, to rejoice in the Lord, which, you know, why should you rejoice in the Lord? Because God is working in you, because, you know, you've got him before self. And Paul says, you know, that's the focus that we need to have, is, you know, the joy that we can have in the Lord, that only comes when we are focused on the Lord and not on ourselves and what others say. I don't mind repeating some of the same things because it's that important. Mm-hmm. Don't rejoice in your own jazz. Don't rejoice in your own accomplishments or achievements, or I'm better than you, or I'm smarter than you, or whatever. But rejoice in the Lord, because that's the only thing that you can really rejoice in.
Yeah, and it's that's going to be especially important as they move on from these ones that are going to try and deter them from the Lord. Keep your joy founded in the Lord. He says, beware of the dogs, beware of the ravenous people, beware of evil workers, beware of the false circumcision. These three different descriptions of people who are just teaching other things other than what the Lord has for them, and other than what Paul has. These are teachers that are trying to pull away from the teaching that Paul has given him from the Lord, and are going to pull them away from Christ. And so find your identity, find your teaching, find your confidence and your joy in the Lord instead of these other things that are maybe trying to pull you away from him in that way.
Yeah, the looking out for the dogs, we think of dogs and we think of Fido and the family pet.
Yeah.
In their day and time, for the most part, dogs were scavengers. You know, they were filthy animals. And
you didn't have dogs as pets.
No, very rarely did they, at least. And it was a term that the Jews used to to talk about the Gentiles. They called them dogs. Mm-hmm. And he's now turning it back on them, probably to talk about these Judaizing teachers. But a scavenger dog is concerned about himself, no one else, and that's the way these are. They're evil workers. He talked about earlier about working out your own salvation. Well, this is the wrong kind of work. Yours had something different besides evildoers. What did it have?
Evil workers.
Evil workers, yeah. And that's the word there. That's not what you want to be involved in. These Judaizing teachers claim to be righteous teachers, but they were actually teaching evil things for them to do because they weren't concerned about you.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to be involved in. And then those who mutilate the flesh. Some translations have something like, false circumcision?
False circumcision, yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't really use the word for circumcision here, which means to cut around. He uses the word mutilate. So this is one example where the ESV got it a little bit more literal. They think they're doing something righteous in this demanding circumcision, but all they're doing is mutilating the flesh. Think it through. They're just a bunch of mutilators, he's saying. You know, you might think back to like 1 Kings chapter 18, those prophets of Baal, when Elijah has the big showdown with them, and you've got they were cutting themselves. Well, sometimes they thought that they could get God's attention or their God's attention by cutting themselves. That's kind of what they're doing with circumcision. You're cutting yourself in circumcision, thinking that's what's going to get God's attention. You're imposing your will on others. Well, that's selfishness. We're not talking about matters of judgment. We're talking about making matters of salvation things that are not.
Yeah, he says we are the true circumcision. We have the true word. We have the direction that the Lord wants us to go. He says we worship God and we worship in the Spirit of God and glory of Christ and put no confidence in the flesh. There's really three descriptions there of what we should be doing, that we worship in the Spirit of God, first of all, that we worship in the glory of Jesus Christ, second, and that we put no confidence in the flesh. If we can focus on those things, that's how we help stay away from these teachers that are trying to pull us away from that.
Yeah. In Romans, he redefines, Paul does, inspired by God, redefines what it means to be true Israel or true circumcision. So in Romans 2:29, he says, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. So that true is the distinction there, the true worship, the true circumcision, the true Jew. Work out your own salvation, yes, but understand you can't do it on your terms. Salvation comes from God, and we've got to do it His way.
Yes, and whenever we fail at that is whenever we get carried away. Mm-hmm. Whenever we ended up getting ourselves maligned by other teachers that are trying to pull away from Christ. And so he says, don't put confidence in the flesh. And maybe that's more of a literal thing in that, you know, don't put confidence in like physical attributes that you can do to please God or not, but put instead your confidence in Jesus and being the spiritual kind of people that he wants us to be.
Yeah. And we'll save more of it for next time we study, but verse 4 then is this transitional verse where he says, if there was anybody that had a reason to put, you know, their faith, their trust in their flesh, that would be me, because I was the guy that, you know, not only was a Pharisee, but I lived it, you know, and I'm not going to, because I understand that it comes from Jesus and Jesus alone, and you need to as well.
Yep.
Rejoice in the Lord. He started off with verse 1, not in what we can accomplish or what we do.
Yeah, so we will get more into Paul and his connection with the confidence in the flesh versus confidence in the Spirit, what that means for him, and how he continues to be an example for us of putting others before self. We'll talk more about that idea next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.